We saw an epic showdown between Vivek Ramaswamy and the official deep state narrative regarding J6 that was desperately but futilely defended by CNN. We're going to see Vivek steamroll a panicked CNN hack who was obviously out of her league. And we're going to see what it all means as the truth behind J6 finally goes mainstream. Hey gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your Patriot Professor, here to help you to think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. So make sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and let's dive right in.
So let me ask you about something that you said at the debate last week. You used the phrase inside job to describe what happened on January 6th. The next day, Capitol rioter Alan Hostler highlighted your comments at his sentencing. He is going to prison for 11 years. Hostetter threatened members of Congress. He brought a hatchet, knives, pepper spray, stun batons, tactical gear to the U.S. Capitol. Are you concerned that a convicted felon like that is now promoting your comments in court?
Now, let's just stop there for a quick second, because I think this is a wonderful lesson on how the legacy media manipulates their increasingly dwindling viewers. What she just did there is what's known as the logical fallacy of poisoning the well. The legacy media does this all the time. Poisoning the well involves supplying unflattering descriptors or information that has nothing whatsoever to do with the argument, with the sole purpose of discrediting or ridiculing the person making the argument. I mean, the supposed fact that a J6 protester brought weapons to the Capitol is totally irrelevant as to whether J6 was an inside job. Both can be true. An inside job is made all the easier with all too eager but otherwise inadvertent participants. This is a subtle way in which the legacy media pushes lies. They push fallacies. And again, all the time. She also engaged in a logical fallacy known as special pleading, which arbitrarily exempts some from a rule or standard that you impose on others. Couldn't CNN have done the exact same thing, say, during the BLM riots? Couldn't CNN have highlighted persons engaged in horrifically violent acts of behavior during those fiery but mostly peaceful protests, and then ask the litany of champions of BLM that they featured on air every single day if they were concerned about being associated with such violence? But double standards are just par for the course for the most distrusted name in fake news. Hey gang, you've seen the love between UFC fighters and President Trump. He's a huge fan of them as they are of him. But have you ever wondered what they do to manage their pain? Well, you don't have to, because a fellow patriot and a good friend of this channel is precisely the one who provides relief to that pain, and he's here to do the same for you. We all know that as we age, aches and pains are normal, but you know they don't have to be, and that's where the groundbreaking medical scientist Clint Winters comes in. Now, you've seen Clint on Fox News. You've seen him on this channel. He's a world-renowned health expert who's unveiled a natural pain reliever that's taking the world by storm. It's called ConoCB2. It's the 100% drug-free way to get full-body pain relief without dangerous meds, and it is the official pain reliever for the fighters in the UFC. So whatever you do, make sure to click on the link below right now and check out Clint's amazingly informative report on how ConoCB2 is changing lives by providing safe and powerful relief at a fraction of the cost of pain pills. Click on that link below right now.
So here's my concern, Abby, and I want to tell you guys where I'm at. If you had told me, it's close to 3 years ago that January 6, 2021 happened. If you had told me 3 years ago, back when I was a biotech CEO, not steeped in this world, I was just consuming passive media but was focused on my world of developing medicines. If you had told me that January 6 was in any way an inside job, the subject of government entrapment, I would have told you that was crazy talk. Fringe conspiracy theory nonsense. I can tell you now, having gone somewhat deep in this, it's not. I mean, the reality is this. We do have a government, first of all, we have to acknowledge that has lied to us systematically over the last several years about the origin of COVID-19, about the Hunter Biden laptop that we were told was false by 51 CIA experts and otherwise before we now know that it was true. You can go straight down the list, the Trump-Russia disinformation collusion hoax, all of it. Now we come to January 6th. The reality is we know that there were federal law enforcement agents in that field. We don't know how many. I think it's a shame, if I may finish just answering.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and interrupt you here.
All right, so that was brilliant on the part of Vivek, a brilliant setup. He expressed what I've heard over and over again from people. Right. Had you told me 3 years ago that the government purposely entrapped all those J6 protesters, I would never have believed you. But now, after the Russian collusion hoax, after the Hunter Biden laptop is nothing more than Russian disinformation lie, after covering up COVID origins and on and on and on, and now watching the Biden administration actively trying to interfere in the 2024 election by locking up Trump, now I believe it. So that was a brilliant frame for Vivek, and it was absolutely bullseye because it hit two targets simultaneously. It, of course, hit the deep state, the ultimate target. But in doing so, it hit as well the collapsed credibility of fake news outlets like CNN, because CNN, of course, peddled faithfully every single one of those lies. And that is why this CNN hack began to noticeably panic.
I'm going to go ahead and interrupt you here because you're saying that there
establishment doesn't approve of this
message.
I know this.
You're saying that there were federal agents.
We should be able to talk about this.
You're saying that there were federal agents.
This is important to talk about.
There were federal agents in the pad on January 6th.
Yep.
There is no evidence that there were federal agents in the crowd on January 6th.
So why, before Congress, when pressed on what the number was, they didn't say there were none? They just couldn't say how many
there were. So you're saying that there's no, that you have not seen any evidence that there were, and so you
We've seen multiple informants suggesting that there were. We know people were FBI informants, so we're asking.
Is there any evidence?
May I just finish this and you can come back and question me?
Well, let me clarify.
I know this is very uncomfortable for you.
I'm going to clarify my question.
I know this is an uncomfortable issue for many people, but we have to do the truth here.
I'm going to clarify my question because I want to make sure that you understand what I'm asking.
Oh, I understand.
Now, make no mistake, that's Abby Phillip, the so-called reporter there. That's Abby Phillip trying to keep her job. She knows she needs to shut this down like immediately, or else she's losing her primetime spot. So she's been reduced to talking over Vivek with a silly refrain that everyone at CNN knows is itself a lie. Once again, we're seeing how CNN just blatantly lies to their rapidly dwindling audience. Court filings confirm that there were indeed FBI informants embedded inside the J6 crowd. CNN knows that. That's why FBI officials couldn't confirm or deny the number of informants. And court filings, along with news reports, also confirm multiple FBI informants were embedded in Patriot militia groups months before January 6th. Court documents suggest upwards of 15 informants were assigned to the group. A New York Times reporter claimed that there were, quote, tons of FBI informants among the people who attacked the Capitol. And Representative Clay Higgins says he has evidence of upwards of 200 FBI informants in the crowd. So this is just pure freaking dishonesty on the part of CNN. But again, she's desperate to keep her job. So she just pretends that there's absolutely no alternative to the establishment's narrative regarding J6.
I told you, I was looking 3 years ago. I'm not there now.
Where is the evidence?
Yes.
Where is the evidence that the government had a plot, an inside job?
But no, I'm going to tell you what inside job is, because I'm not
violence
respect,
on January 6th.
Where I'm not going to let you put words in my mouth. I'm going to put my words in my mouth. And I'm going to tell you what I mean by that.
Where is the evidence that the government was involved
entrapment.
In planning or executing okay. January 6th?
So I'm going to give you hard facts. And if I may, Abby, I know this is going to be a little uncomfortable, but we're going to go through this, and you can push
just
back on it
for
after
the evidence.
That. And you can push back on that. And let's do this fairly. Why did they suppress footage of now what's been released, 200 hours of footage of shooting rubber bullets into that crowd, shooting tear gas into that crowd? You didn't see that before. You saw what the response was to that. Now you see footage coming out of actually rolling out the red carpet for Capitol Police allowing
Mr. Ramaswamy,
people in
again,
right through the front door.
The vast
door.
Majority
I mean,
of
that
the footage
evidence should have been released
shows,
before, Abby.
Mr. Ramaswamy, the vast majority
been released
of the
before.
Footage shows
and my deeper
police
question
officers
is this.
Being overrun
and I want to talk about one more
by
case.
Violent
this is really important.
Rioters. That's
yeah,
what
I'm
the vast
hard,
majority
some
of,
hard
it,
facts.
Of it shows.
So what?
Again, this is a perfect example of how CNN lies to their dwindling viewers. There is reportedly more than 40,000 hours of video footage taken on January 6th, but only 200 hours has been released to the media. She has no idea what the vast majority of the video footage shows. She's got no idea. She's never seen it. What we do know is that of the 200 hours of video footage, the J6 committee, along with the legacy media, most certainly did cherry pick video footage to push the establishment narrative. When Tucker aired the internal surveillance video, we were able to see virtually every moment of when someone like the so-called QAnon shaman Jacob Chansley was inside the Capitol building. We saw him repeatedly actually helped by the police. They didn't stop them. They actually acted as tour guides. We can see clearly Capitol Police officers taking Chansley to multiple entrances to the Senate chambers until they found doors that were unlocked. How on earth does that fit in with CNN's narrative? It certainly fits into Vivek's. But you'll notice there's not a single second where Abby Phillip acknowledges that. That, my friends, is CNN.
So what? Here's what entrapment
you can't cherry
is.
Pick.
I'm not cherry picking.
To the contrary, you know who cherry picked the government?
Picked 12 hours of footage. When there was 200 hours of footage, cherry picking was the government, not me. Release the whole thing. And let me just finish one thing, too, because this is super important as a topic.
I think
this is a civil libertarian issue of our time.
Gretchen Whitmer's
kidnapping. I want to be really clear on this, because it's the same issue in the same FBI, same even part of the FBI. Three people who were in an alleged plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer were acquitted at the end of trial because it was entrapment. That is, government agents put them up to do something they otherwise wouldn't have done. They gave them credit cards with spending limits of up to $5,000, encouraged them to buy munitions, plan something they weren't otherwise willing to plan. So much so, and I want people at home to know this, especially CNN viewers to know this, is that one of the jurors went to those defendants and apologized afterwards, gave him a hug, apologized, seeing what the government had put a poor guy up to, who had to go to some Mexican restaurant across the street to get hot water. These people were exploited with credit cards up to $5,000, FBI agents putting them up to a kidnapping plot that we were told was true but was entrapment. Same thing with the Capitol Police. People
Mr.
letting them
Ramaswamy,
in freely. Many of those people
Mr.
then
Mr.
being
Ramaswamy,
charged.
Ramaswamy, look.
The government cannot put you up
I
to do something and then
Mr.
charge
Ramaswamy,
you for
Ramaswamy,
it.
Look.
That's wrong.
I don't want to...
Yeah, she clearly lost control of the narrative. The FBI is corrupt to the core. More and more people are realizing that. And nothing CNN does to carry the water for the establishment is going to change that. But first, gang, as many of you know, we have unfortunately been completely and totally demonetized, which is putting our daily communication with one another at risk like never before. Now, we are actively working on getting this resolved, but as things stand, this channel has, without any warning, been totally and completely demonetized. And as Elon Musk said so powerfully last week, the whole point of these demonetization efforts is to deliberately try to make us patriots feel like we're all alone. They want to sever our relationship with each other and force on us a kind of digital solitary confinement so as to demoralize us and discourage us like never before. But to their horror, it's not working. Over this past week, you have carried this channel like never before. We've had more people than ever make the courageous decision to bypass big tech and join our Insiders Club. We have direct access to one another that can never be interrupted by big tech overlords. Over the last 7 days, we've seen literally thousands of you come to our rescue. And you've done it in two ways. You've signed up for our free newsletter and you've officially joined our Insiders Club. Those two acts alone are enough for us to collectively stand together and never, ever have our relationship severed. So I'm inviting the rest of you to do the same today just by clicking on that link below and signing up for our newsletter and joining our Insiders Club. You are guaranteeing that there is nothing that big tech can do to get between us and make us feel like we're in a digital solitary confinement. It's as simple as clicking on the link below right now and opting into our free email newsletter. And once you do that, you can financially support us by joining our Insiders Club. Gang, from the bottom of my heart, I cannot thank you enough for your support during a time like this. You are my heroes, and it will be my mission to express my appreciation for every single one of you each and every week.